Welcome to the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm Laura Nierda, an editor at Becker's Healthcare, and I'm thrilled to be joined by Derek Street, who recently became an entrepreneur in residence with the Digital Innovation Group at Providence. One of his main responsibilities will be to further the development of Providence's digital health spin-out, DexCare, where he serves as Chief Executive Officer, along with his co-entrepreneur in residence, Sean O'Connor. Derek, could you please tell us a little bit about your background?
Sure, happy to. So I'm a technology entrepreneur. I've been starting and building companies for the past 25 years. About half my time I've spent in the kind of advertising and e-commerce world, building companies there. And then the second half, the most recent half, has been exclusively in healthcare technology, building primarily informatics and data-driven companies.
Well, thank you so much, Derek, for joining us on the podcast today. I understand you knew Aaron Martin, the Executive Vice President and Chief Digital Innovation Officer of Providence, prior to taking on your current role. What about Providence and working on DexCare was attractive to you?
Well, there were a few things. I was attracted, I guess, at the beginning of, in terms of just working with Aaron and the team at Providence Innovation Group. I've known Aaron for a number of years, and it's I think a lot of folks in the industry know, it's a very forward-looking organization that's very much sort of at the cutting edge of digital and consumerism, the intersection of those things within a large healthcare setting. So having that as a background with Aaron, I knew that they were working on some pretty cool things over there. And I had just gotten done with building and then exiting in a sale to Johnson & Johnson, my last company. And so as I learned more about DexCare and its ability to essentially be foundational to Providence and other health systems, same-day care platforms, providing consumers kind of instant access to schedule in-person care online, be able to execute video visits online, even schedule in-home care, that piqued my interest. And this was all pre-COVID, by the way. And then as we got more into it and we're sort of learning about it with the rest of the team as COVID was ramping its head, it became even more interesting as a platform to make digital care work, all the things I just mentioned and much more for health systems. So much more of a platform or an operating system opportunity. And that, I think, would be intriguing to anybody. It's one thing to be able to provide an application that provides value to a group of people and that you can, if you're lucky, build a business around. And I've done that often in my career. It's quite another thing to have in front of you an opportunity to be kind of the core infrastructure and the platform upon which all of those other applications can rest and be effective. And that's just a very large opportunity. It's what's needed in the healthcare space, and has been that need's been exacerbated by COVID. And so it's sort of one of those right time, right place, right people kinds of situations.
Got it. That's fantastic to hear. Now, how do you see the intersection between healthcare, e-commerce, and digital technology evolving going forward?
Well, I think it's simultaneously been happening. It's simultaneously been happening and for years now at this point, and at the same time, not really happening fast enough, I think, for any of us to really believe that it's that we've gotten kind of the levels of digital enablement we need to in healthcare. So the intersection has been happening, but it's been, you know, a very slow approach to the intersection, if you will. And I think the things that have been put in play, again, years ago and are starting to accelerate now are things like increased sort of digital access, right? So the front end points to that enable people to get care. You know, we now have a situation where not ubiquitously, but increasingly, folks have access to the computing devices and tools that allow them to, again, schedule appointments online and actually receive care online as well. And so, you know, that's something that just wasn't even possible a decade ago for a variety of reasons. Secondly, then, once you get beyond just the capability of being able to kind of deliver digital care in a healthcare setting, then you've got the different sort of qualities of e-commerce that have been honed over, you know, now a couple of different decades, you know, a couple of decades since the web has been out and available to folks. And those are things like data-driven e-commerce, you know, really understanding intent and motivation of a consumer, understanding need, and being able to deliver kind of right product to right person at right time in a way that's effective for them. And these are things that we kind of take for granted in the e-commerce world these days. You know, if we want something, whether it's a hot meal or a new video game or a movie or a chair, we can kind of go online and either and have that, you know, have any one of those things either instantaneously or you know, within a 24-hour time period. So it's done. It's worked very well in the e-commerce world, and that's because the e-commerce folks know a lot about the intents and motivations and needs of the consumers they serve. I think you're going to see a lot more of that in healthcare going forward as well. The data is certainly there, and now we have, you know, because of COVID, we have this kind of perfect storm, if you will, of increased access to data to inform the right care delivered to folks when they need it. And you also have increased awareness of digital technologies that, you know, prior to January weren't really heavily utilized, but now because clinics and so forth have been shut down, have had to be utilized by large swaths of the population. So there's an awareness there wasn't before. And then, of course, you have increased complexity and variety of options, the sort of heterogeneity of options to deliver care offered by health systems. All those things are coalescing to create kind of the perfect storefront, if you will, for care that could be delivered digitally, just as the organizations in the e-commerce space had figured out, you know, 10, 20 years ago.
That's great insight, and sounds like there's a ton of possibility there and potential. What do you see as the biggest opportunity for digital health going forward?
Yeah, staying on the same theme, I think that it's within reach now to deliver on the holy grail of providing consumers instant access to specialized expertise to prevent, treat, and cure illness. And again, it's a bit repetitive here, but I'll go back to it. That's because you have this coalescing now of awareness of digital offerings, wide variety of digital offerings from health systems. Honestly, we believe there are too many, and there's a need for organizations like ours to kind of make sense of all that out there. And then perhaps most importantly, the underlying data that can inform the kind of care, setting, modality, so how it should be delivered, who should deliver it, et cetera. All those things can be really tailored to the consumer now at this point. In a way, again, things are moving so fast that this wasn't really even possible at the beginning of the year because you didn't have the awareness and utilization of these technologies. And so it really is within our reach now to give people the care that they really need before they even, you know, have to go through a bunch of hoops to ask for it. You know, we can be predictive in that way, much like in your first question, the e-commerce folks have figured out how to do a long time ago.
That's really exciting, and I love the energy you have behind all of this. But what challenges do you expect to face in the next 6 to 12 months?
Well, we have no delusions that kind of delivering on the vision that I just mentioned is going to be easy. You know, I think we'll find that as COVID subsides and people start living in this new normal, as we say, you know, care will be delivered in a variety of ways. It'll be multimodal. It'll be multi-setting. There'll be a lot more. A greater variety of options for both health systems to manage through and consumers to make choices around. And so, even though I'm painting a picture of a future where we can make sense of all that for consumers, there still is the challenge of doing that, and that underscores the situation that we'll all be in, and it's kind of happening today. Whereas we all as consumers desiring care. Find that we have so much choice often that can be that can be overwhelming and can lead to confusion. So the challenge and the opportunity are kind of, they're different sides of the same coin. Because we have the opportunity to deliver right care to right person at right time, that exists because the challenge is that we're about ready to enter a period of a larger variety of more confusing options that are put in front of people. And so if you don't have that underlying intelligence layer, it could really be a mess for folks.
Got it. That makes a lot of sense. Now, before we wrap up here, what are you most excited about for the future?
Again, a bit repetitive here, but I'm most excited. I'll try to put a slightly different spin on it. I'm most excited that we can finally get to a point where we stop kind of wasting people's time and also their health in the process of not knowing when and where and how they should best get care. I got into healthcare due to a health situation, some health breakdowns we had in my family, and a child of mine who ended up with a serious illness when she was quite young, and I committed myself to healthcare at that point because I wanted to work on things that can make a better life for her. She's a kidney transplant recipient, and what I've found in my work is that if you can you know, finally get people where they really need to go and remove steps in the process to have them ultimately get the care that they need, then there's nothing more exciting than that. I mean, that is, you know, lots of people in my space like to talk about their company saving lives. That is quite literally what is within our reach. What is within our reach if we can finally, you know, harness these various technologies we've talked about today and the various data streams to ultimately get people that care that they need. And that's just, it's just incredibly motivating to me to be working on that problem.
Well, Derek, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it. This has been a fantastic conversation, and I look forward to continuing it in the future.
Great. Thank you very much. I appreciate you taking the time.